Have you heard about the famous fashion designer who doesn't ever read fashion magazines?
Oh, 是不是那个有自己时装品牌，但却又叫大家不要买衣服的那个设计师？
She is indeed. We're talking about the grand old lady of British fashion, Dame Vivienne Westwood.
English eccentrics.
英国怪人。
BBCUKChina.com
我是 Helen.
And I'm William. Now, the first thing that we should say is that Vivienne Westwood has said she doesn't like being called an eccentric. But at the same time, she is someone who has always celebrated being different. I would call her an iconoclast.
An iconoclast 就是指那些专门攻击传统观念或风俗的人。虽然 Vivienne Westwood 是世界顶级时装设计师，但是作为一个小店主的女儿，她的根还是英格兰北部的工人阶级。
She first became famous in the late 1970s. She and her partner Malcolm McLaren were at the forefront of the punk movement. In fact, she says that they invented punk.
Punk music, 朋克音乐的风格是很吵闹的摇滚乐。Vivienne Westwood 设计的服装和这种音乐很相配，在朋克设计中，别针、铁链、剃须刀片跟17和18世纪流传下来的服装款式融合在一起。
Perhaps her most famous act of iconoclasm came in 1977, when she created a T-shirt with a picture of the Queen with a safety pin through her lip.
1977年是英女王加冕25周年的庆典。所以这个 T 恤衫设计和 Sex Pistol 乐队的唱片当时让很多人都难以接受，认为是对女王的侮辱。
But what does Vivienne Westwood think about that T-shirt now? Let's listen to her speaking in 2009 on the BBC program Hard Talk.
But nevertheless, it was also having a good time and being...quite generous in a way. For example, putting the safety pin in the Queen's lip. It was against the Queen, but it was also a bit, you know, anybody can be a punk kind of idea as well. But that was created specially for the Queen's Jubilee.
Vivienne Westwood said that the infamous image was quite generous because it was saying that anyone, even the Queen, could be a punk.
But she also said it was against the Queen.
Well, yeah, and there's a contradiction here that tells us a lot about Vivienne Westwood. She used the Queen's picture to shock people, but in fact, she has been inspired by the way that the royal family dresses, and she is now friends with Prince Charles.
她在接受勋章时也碰到过女王吧?
That's right, but that was also quite controversial. Listen to this clip.
But you did go, you went to Buckingham Palace and collected your OBE, your award, with no knickers on.
I know, but then I don't wear knickers. And I was just showing them my skirt. That is, I mean, you can say what you like. I mean, luckily, people liked me for that. I was so pleased.
你听到了吗? Vivienne Westwood 在女王面前接受勋章时居然没有穿内裤。Knickers!
Yes, she said that she was showing the photographers the skirt that she was wearing, but she ended up showing them rather more than that.
BBCUKChina.com
最近 Vivienne Westwood 热衷于提高人们对气候变化的意识。针对环保时装设计的挑战，她的回应是建议人们不要再买衣服了。
In this next clip, we'll hear...Dame Vivienne used several phrases. Here's the first one. To dress up.
穿得漂亮得体。
To cut a figure.
展露头角出风头。
To be flashy.
穿着庸俗而华丽的样子。
Let's listen to the clip. You'll hear that Vivienne Westwood doesn't think that you need to buy lots of clothes in order to dress up and cut a figure.
I think dressing up is really, really great. I think it's nice to be visual, to sort of step out and cut a figure. And there are some people who would take the opposite view. They think, you know, well, I'm really concerned with the world. I'm going to consume less and not be flashy in any way. My idea is to buy less clothes choose incredibly well and care what you wear. And I think there's real status in these hard times in wearing clothes that fall off your back. Keep wearing the same clothes. If you choose well and you just love them, then you're always going to look great.
There's real status in wearing the same clothes until they are so old they fall off your back.
So shall we have a quick recap before we finish? 攻击传统观念的人叫什么?
Iconoclast.
Vivian 见女王受勋时, 没穿哪件衣服?
Her knickers.
Yes, 还有穿着得体, 漂亮可以用什么短语来表达?
To dress up. Join us again next week to find out about another English eccentric. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.